Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your real estate news for November 25th, 2025. So we just have some breaking news from ADP. ADP payroll comes in and they're saying right now, private payroll losses accelerated in the fourth week. So how's the market's going to react to this? How's mortgage rates going to react to this? Because we know the Federal Reserve, they're pivoting to rate cuts because of the jobs market. So is this ADP payroll number going to be enough for Fed rate cuts at the next meeting? So that's what we're going to focus in on this morning, folks, because that's the breaking news that we have so far out today. So if you're watching this video, you are most likely a realtor, maybe you're a loan officer, maybe you're a consumer looking to buy, or maybe you're looking to refinance it sometime, so you're trying to track rates. My goal each day is to come in and explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. The reason why I do this, folks, is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you out if you're trying to get a mortgage to purchase or buy. But our goal today is to help you understand where these are going to go and the whys behind it. So today we want to take a deep dive into the payroll numbers because that's really what the Federal Reserve is monitoring right now, because they say inflation is going to be a one-off because of tariffs. So our focus now is on the jobs report. So we're going to take a deep dive into the jobs numbers today to figure out what the heck's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So let's get over to the news we have today, folks. So we have breaking news that it was just out minutes ago. ADP came out and said there is a dismal jobs market. It looks like we're losing 13,500 jobs a week. That's pretty bad. But if you go over to some of the financial news that we just got out recently, it kind of contradicts that. So let's get over to the economic calendar. Here's what's happening. Right now, ADP came out and they said, okay, the jobs report right now is saying there's 13,500 jobs being lost per week. Okay, so how's this add up to all the other numbers that we're getting so far? That's the confusing part about this. So let's get over to the last report that we had. This is from the government. What this is called is the BLS. Okay, so this is from our actual government. So can you trust it or not? But here's what the data looks like. If you drive down into this, total non-farm payroll edged up by 119,000 in September, but are showing little changes since April. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports today. Well, when was this? Well, this was on November 20th. It was last week. So we went from 119,000 being added in September to the market just plummeting. That's the head scratcher. So that's where the markets are sitting right now, saying, okay, what are we going to do? Even Fed officials are now sitting here saying, okay, what should we do? So let's look at one more piece of the puzzle. Here's now what the odds are of a rate cut. What's before this data come out? So let's look at this and go down through here, because if you're watching this, you're trying to figure out, okay, when are rates going to come down any further? Well, let's check it out. Right through here, this is telling us, well, this is actually going up considerably. They're saying at this meeting, there's an 82% chance of a rate cut. This was 40 at the beginning of the week. So what happened? Well, a couple more Fed officials are coming out saying, okay, we're probably going to cut rates because of the jobs report. So could the ADP payroll add fuel to that? Or are they going to look at additional data that might come in between now and the Federal Reserve's meeting? That's what we really need to focus in on, because if we're figuring out what Fed official is going to do what, well, let's do an analysis of it. So why this is such big news is because what the Federal Reserve does is going to ripple through the economy. If the Fed cuts, most likely you're going to see a robust market in the stock market, and you're just going to see mortgage rates come down as well. It's just generically. What did we see last week? Well, last Friday, we had a Fed official coming in from the New York Fed saying, we're probably going to cut rates more, and the market rallied. And then that rally continued through this week when we had another Fed official from San Francisco coming in yesterday saying that she's probably going to vote on the side of a rate cut. So those two pieces of the information is really what rallied the stock market and what's basically stabilizing or bringing mortgage rates down just a little bit. So what can this data do to help assist these guys, the Fed, to cut rates? Well, let's look at the odds of a rate cut at the next meeting. So what I did is put together the odds of each Fed member, how they're going to vote. So here's what it looks like. But before I go there, I want to talk to those homeowners out there. Have you been trying to refinance and you just keep missing it? Like last September, rates dipped down into the fives. Yeah, in the fives. And did you refinance? No. Why? Is it too much of a hassle? Are you missing it? You can't track it? Let me give you a tool that we just created. So if you go to our website, it's therateupdate.com. I have a tool over there for homeowners. Just put in your mortgage rate that you'd like to refinance. Give me your mortgage information. I'm not going to sell it. I'm actually going to monitor this personally. And when the rate hits exactly where you want it to be, I'll give you a call. We'll go over what the numbers look like. If it makes sense, we'll get you locked in and the paperwork started. If not, I'll lower the rate a little bit more and call you back, hopefully, when rates continue to drop. Now, if you're a home buyer, you're looking to build, what should you do? How should you take this data to project, you know, where rates are going to go down the road? Let's get over to that. So here's what I want to see. The Fed members, what are they going to do? Are they going to cut? Because this is going to be an assistance to further rate adjustments. So let's get over to here. Summary of tally for the December rate decision. So we're going to have three people. That's Waller, Mirren, and Bowen. They're for sure on the rate cut category. Now, these are all the Fed officials that have the ability to vote. Okay, I'll put this in my blog section. The leaning to or toward rate cuts, we got Williams and Cook. So that's three, two, and neutral. Now, four that are not going to cut are Powell, Barr, Jefferson, and Goolsbee might be a wild card because he's the Chicago Fed president. He might be teetering on, don't really know what I'm going to do. And then likely votes that they're not going to cut, Collins, Musilem, and Schmidt. So that's pretty much a given. That's a given. It's right in here that's the question mark. So my thoughts are there might be one vote in agreeance more of a rate cut at this meeting than to keep rates where they are. So that's my analysis. That also feeds right through here, the Fed Reserve from the CME FedWatch tool, because what this does right through here, what's the odds of a rate cut at the next meeting? What happens is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange puts this piece of puzzle together. They come out and they give us a Fed RateWatch tool. Pretty cool. It says in 15 days, what's the odds of the Federal Reserve to cut rates? You go down through here, and right now there is an 82% chance of a Fed rate cut. So I'm thinking the ADP payroll numbers today is going to help a little bit on those teetering on the sidelines on should they cut or should they hold. So that's the data we have so far on the economic front. Let's go down through here. Let's look at how ADP has done in the past. Here's the numbers previously they gave us. So they only created this recently. So they came out previously in October saying there's 14,000 jobs being created per month, and that rolled over to the following month in November 10th. This is weekly, I apologize. Then they came out and said, okay, that 14,000 went to a -11, and then they rolled that up to here, and now they're saying it was a -2, and now the new report that just came in said it's basically falling off a cliff. So that's what their report is. Do I put a huge amount of emphasis in ADP payroll? No. So let's get over to the other data that we're going to look at for today. So here's the rest of the economic news that we have for today. We have core PPI and PPI. These numbers are basically telling us where the inflation numbers are on the producer side. And we have that information right through here. So here's what this number looks like on the forecast. We don't have it yet. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you guys know how this comes in. But here's what it's looking at. Let me give you my thoughts on this. So the PPI is the first piece of the puzzle that's going to hit with the tariff inflation. Here, let me explain. When you have tariffs, they get added tariffs basically all over the world. The producer of this is going to pay it. It'll eventually roll over to the consumer, but the front end line is the production lines. Okay, so that's the PPI, production. Here's what we're looking at. PPI for September, -1 previously. They expected it to come in at 0.3. It is, I don't think this is forecast, and they're still forecasting it to come in at 0.3. So we're going to get this number here in just a little bit. How's it going to come in? I'm actually going to think the PPI number is going to come in at 0.0 on what they're thinking here. Then there's going to be core. This strips out food and energy. And this is kind of a wild card because energy is helping the equation a lot. Because each day when you come in, if you're new to the channel, we also look at oil because oil can give us the gauge of where inflation's going. So we're going to have a lot of information coming in today on the consumer side or the producer side on inflation. Retail sales, how's the consumer doing? We're also going to have the Case-Shiller Index, how her home price is doing. It never really did seem to crash to those 2008 levels that all those doom and gloomer videos were doing. Then on Wednesday, we're going to have more pieces of this puzzle. Continued jobless claims, GDP, durable goods orders, initial jobless claims, continued claims there's a ton of data coming out in the next 24 to 48 hours that will affect the markets. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. Because as this data comes in, I'm going to come and revise it for you to let you guys know where mortgage rates are going from here. So let's get over to see how the instant market reactions to this right now. So to do that, we go over to this. So this is a mortgage bond that we follow. So if you're trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going, this is the bond you need to follow. But if you don't have access to it, well, you do if you've subscribed to my channel. But if you don't do that, you can also watch the 10-year treasury. It kind of moves in the same direction. But you're saying, okay, Dan, this is down 0.01, but this is saying it's up 0.03. What is it? Well, this gives us the price of the bond. This gives us the yield of the bond. You can see it up through here. So you have to figure out, okay, if the price of the bond's going up 0.03, what does that mean for rates? Well, that's a great question. When the bond market goes up in price, like we saw over the last few days, that means rates, in this case, it's mortgage rates, are going to go down. So a nice little rally going on right now. I'm locking in people because I hate the holiday weekend coming up. Here's what's going to happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. A lot of people are going to go on vacation. Okay, on Wall Street and the bond market. We're going to get a lot of data that I said on the economic calendar. But the emphasis on these trades might be a little erratic. Let me explain. When you have a limited market participation, any trade can be amplified because there's not a lot of trading taking place. So what happens when somebody sells a bond, somebody else buys it, and so forth? But when you have limited trading, it could be really volatile for markets and also interest rates. So going into a long holiday weekend, I don't want to leave any of my clients hanging because rates on a tweet can go skyrocketing. So how do you prepare yourself for a lot of these things? Well, let's get over to my website real quick. If you're a home buyer, maybe you're looking to build, here's my suggestion. Make sure you qualify. Okay, so make sure your credit scores are where you think they are. Make sure your budget or the income you're using or trying to use, it qualifies you. How can you do all this to assure that you can get a loan and even you're getting a good rate? Let's get over to what I do for a living. At the beginning of this video, I said, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But I also said one thing. We have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, the bank that I work at actually provides me the licensing all over the country, but they're also set up with over 30 other lenders. So when you call in, we have the ability to use our rates and programs and also theirs, so we can give you the most competitive rates and fees in the market. So join us each day. Go to my website. This is the rate update and reach out to us. We'd love to navigate and help you go from renting to buying, or maybe going from, you know, a 7% interest rate to maybe a 5.99 and saving yourself $200 to $300 a month. How do you get involved? Just go to therateupdate.com and here's all the information you need. My phone number is above my head. You can ask Dan above my head, and you can even schedule a consultation right through here. If you want to just move over to the application stage, you can do that right through here as well. So that's my morning report. What I'm thinking right now is going to happen. I think the markets are going to be kind of stagnant. That's what we're seeing across the board. I don't think this is the ADP payroll numbers are going to hiccup the market as much as a real number from the federal government. But let's see what the bond market's doing. And I think it's stable too. It's up too. So that means mortgage rates might just get a little bit better today, but it's looking like it's basically flatlined. And you're either going to see huge volatility over the next 48 hours, or you're going to see the markets flat as a pancake. So join me later at the closing bell. I'll let you know how today's closing bell went and actually what happened with these and the whys behind it. So thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do over there. And otherwise, I will be back here today, this afternoon, yes, live on Stock Talk Tuesday to explain to you guys, calm down. The markets are going to be okay. A year from now, you're going to look back and saying, whoa, I learned something. So join me today at 2. Otherwise, I'll see you at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.